Grips with moving forward. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. Happy holidays. Wow, it's hard to think. Imagine if you had a 6 or 7 year old who was a part of a mass killing and you had those presents wrapped, the tree was up. Oh, just another reminder of how awful it must be for the people who lost children and frankly, mothers, daughters, and whatnot, because remember the 6 adults as well, thanks to the act of a madman who went in and decided to change some people's lives. We know more about Adam Lanza. We'll tell you about that during this hour of America Tonight. Sandy Hook changed forever. 60 miles northeast of New York City, Sandy Hook Elementary will not be open for business until probably January, if then. It is still a crime scene, and that town is burying the people who were killed. There are more funerals for small children. I found it really poignant to see a giant, I'm saying a giant wall of stuffed animals of every sort and a huge sign right in the middle of the town that said, "Pray for Newtown." Pray for Newtown. And I think really that's what you can do. Pray, offer condolences, send notes. A lot of people are doing that. So the NRA, breaking its silence, pledges to help stop massacres. This is interesting because they sent out a brief but direct press release. I got it this morning saying that they wanted to contribute meaningfully to prevent another massacre like the Connecticut shooting. And I think they're talking about a change of heart in a sense, because, you know, the NRA is powerful. It's the largest U.S. gun rights group, naturally, that we have. In fact, the way it was worded is the NRA, the National Rifle Association of America, is made up of 4 million moms, dads, sons, and daughters, were shocked, saddened, heartbroken by the news of the horrific and senseless murders in Newtown. They're planning a news conference Friday after not saying anything, and they say as a matter of common decency, that makes sense, and out of respect for the families in Newtown where 20 children and 6 adults were killed at a school last Friday. So they're meaningful contributions in trying to find out more about that. You know, because they're a powerful lobbying group, I can't wait to see what this whole thing is about on Friday. It's been very tough to find out. I know that there actually was discussion about assault weapons, but whether they're talking about pressing for are they going to, you know, normally they're talking about pressing for loosening restrictions on gun sales and ownership and stuff. So would it be a reverse that they would talk about these other weapons? We'll see. In the meantime, in the great state of Texas, the governor has been pushing for a long time for the ability for students, for example, on the campus of the University of Texas, to be able legally to carry guns. Here's what Governor Rick Perry had to say.
In the state of Texas, with our concealed handgun license, if you go through the process and you have been duly backgrounded and trained and you are a concealed handgun license carrying individual, you should be able to carry your handgun anywhere in this state.
So there's Perry talking about that, and a lot of others are saying, why don't we have an armed person, as I said, immediately on these school campuses? Is that realistic? Is that what people would vote for in their local school boards? Would they want to have somebody in an elementary school that has a gun that can respond and dissuade some potential disaster of somebody else trying to come into a school and do some harm to the children? Or are we bending over backwards because of something that one incredibly deranged, sick person did, 20-year-old did? And you have to be gun ready. So whoever it is, they would have to be able to do it. And the kids would see that every day. So some parents don't like that idea. They don't like the idea that having great training, having someone there to prevent that from happening again is not really what they want their kids to see when they come into the school. I would say if I had a child that was in the school and I just went through this and then had heard about some other school shootings, and I'm talking about a professional, somebody who is very familiar, well-trained in weapons, for school safety and security, I would vote yes in that case. I would vote yes. And here's what's happened. You have teachers all over the place discussing, how do we keep the schools safer? How do we limit entry points into the school? How do we screen visitors? Even asking for driver's licenses so the staff can run a background check. Can you imagine? I mean, there's all kinds of strategies out there. How about an active adult who's armed, who can use the weapon, keeping an eye on things? I mean, there you go. You know, there has been public school funding that's been slashed. A lot of budgets trashed in a lot of states. They're definitely strained. Classes are bigger. You know, how much money can a federal government who is operating on credit commit to guards against the occasional crazy lunatic who has access to some kind of automatic weapons from going into the school? How much money can they commit to that? The answer is probably not very much. And in Connecticut, is it that there was no school safety, there was no security, or was it just somebody who was mentally ill who barged in, forced his way in? Isn't that what we saw in this case, where somebody had a serious mental health problem? In fact, now the word is starting to come out. It's not official, but Adam Lanza's mother, Nancy, was at the end of her rope with trying to deal with her son, was trying to have him involuntarily committed, trying to get him help, and decided that was the way to go. He knew about it. Maybe this is what set him off. He smashed the computer, shot her, went to the school because he felt like she cared about those kids more, as she was friendly with the principal and the psychologist at the school and had helped with the kindergartners, filled in, that kind of stuff. And so why the first grade? That would maybe answer that question. But that's not official. That's not the official motive. It's being discussed. It's being investigated through witnesses and other people talking about it. So public schools, what should we be looking at, and what are we willing to do? That's the big question. How far are we willing to go to keep the schools safe? We have metal detectors. A lot of places we have metal detectors. But what would have stopped what happened in Newtown? Only somebody with a gun. Only somebody with a gun that could have taken him out. That's it. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, what do Instagram and maple syrup have in common? I'm going to tell you. Trust me.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Safer, and can we really make them safe? Is that possible? There is no 100%. I don't think there's a net that you can throw over children. I just don't think you can do it, but you can certainly try. If you want to offer up your two cents, do it by calling 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We'll go to the mailbag here in just a few moments, but the parents and the schools and, you know, dealing with all of this, and what do you tell kids? And what about the other kids who were left behind? That school at Sandy Hook had 650 kids that were part of it, minus 20 now, sadly. And that's a small, probably close, it's a close-knit community area. It's a small town, and it's a small school. A lot of kids knew each other in the other grades, and it's got to be very tough for them. They won't go back into the school till at least January. Here's what one father said about talking to his daughters.
There was no outward manifestation that anything happened. You know, that's what's shocking about it. You know what I mean? Because my wife and I are devastated. But we don't, you know, again, I think we try to say, hey, there's no secrets. You know, we want to make sure that they know, you know, that we're there and there was an issue. You know, she knows. They're crystal clear on what happened.
So the kids know, and of course they know they're smart. They talk about it, and you can't completely, like I said, wrap them in blankets or throw a net over them. We know that's not possible. All right, many of you had things to say still about what has gone on in Newtown and how you feel about it, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Corky, who says, boy, It's a crying shame, Kate Delaney, what's happened in that town in Connecticut. I have to say, I give the people there, at least the ones that I've seen on the tube, credit for being able to talk about their children and talk about their feelings. I myself would be filled with rage, I have to be honest, and it would be tough to talk me out of the trees. It really, really would. God bless those people. And here's one from Michael. Michael says, hello, America, tonight and all the people listening. I fear what's going to happen now in the future with the Second Amendment. I have to say I've softened a little bit on the so-called assault weapons, as you mentioned them, but definitely not anything to do with handguns or pure on rifles, as I am a hunter and have many varieties, if you catch my drift. I understand the outrage over crimes like this one when seemingly there is a limitless amount of ammunition and the nut who is killing innocent people is willing to hit everything in his sight. It's a shame we can't figure out a way to recognize the people who do this more than the weapon. It's not the object, it's the people. You mentioned something about mental illness, and I think that's where some of the attention needs to be paid. Yep, I think mental illness, budgets for mental illness, for screening places, that kind of stuff, a lot of that has been slashed. A lot of states offer practically zero. In fact, funding for any mental health, which would be public facilities, that kind of stuff, or being able to go in and get some relief, if I'll call it relief, some counseling, is zero. Zero in Arizona. Zero. And this is the common denominator between a lot of these shootings. These people are out of their minds. And I say that I say that in the sense that if somebody is out of their mind with whatever it is, the rage that they felt from childhood, whatever has led them to the point of going to kill innocent people in a movie theater, in a mall, children in a school, can you really stop that person? Is there a way to recognize that? Is there a way to stop that? Only if they're posting things, sending threatening things to people, and often that's what comes afterwards or is discovered afterwards. I don't know that you could see the cry for help in your face before that happens. I don't know if we can see that. And I saw something today that was talking about every time you have these shootings, you know, you talk about the, what about the victims? What about, you know, how do we become safer? Like I'm talking about the schools, and there's a huge backlash to that. But there's never, as was some headline I saw where it said, there's never any compassion by the shooter. It's like, wow, compassion by, did they mean compassion for the shooter? You have to be kidding me. I think compassion for the shooter, I'm sorry, at this point is no way, no how. The thing that maybe could have happened is if his mother realized at what point he was. Because remember, she was murdered in this too, and she had been taking him to gun ranges, including 6 months before this. And she knew that she couldn't help him. She wanted to do something to get, it was her son, to get him help. So she might have been, it sounds like, been pushed to the point of having him involuntarily committed so he could get help, and this is when he snapped. And that makes sense if you look into the background of what's been said so far at this point. So there you go. Here's another one. Seems as though Newtown has really taken over your thoughts. This one from James. James says, boy, these school shootings really make you think. I have to say how lucky so many of us were in our childhood days. I'm 35. I was never worried about somebody taking a gun and running into the school and shooting us. We never even looked over our shoulders. We worried about who the best-looking girl was and who we were going to take to the prom. Kate, I got to be honest. So we didn't have those kind of childhoods. I feel so sorry for the kids today in the type of world we live in. How can you really shelter them from these kind of headlines? And do you really want to shelter them because they have to know certain things? Like what to do should someone come into a school. Yeah, isn't that That's kind of crazy if you think about it. So now we're going to have three different drills. We've got our, fire drill in case there's a fire. We have an evacuation drill in case there's some kind of a hurricane or tornado, depending on part of the country we're talking about, or some other natural possible disaster, flooding, if we're already in the school and we have to get people home, or weather, you know, weather problems. And now, on top of it, what about terrorism problems? Should somebody come to the school dressed in fatigues, looking like they want to shoot you, here's what you do. You hide in the closet. You don't make a noise. You hide under the table. And honestly, schools practice things, practice what to do if something happens. And kids are smart. These kids read. They know what's going on. They talk about it when they're playing outside. So sheltering them completely from the conversation, I don't think would work. I mean, there is now a big push for some changes, but what are the changes going to be? And what should they really do? What's realistic to do, to implement at a school? When you think of all these different personalities of all of the parents and how they feel about guns and how they feel about their children's worlds being introduced to what could possibly happen. So a lot of people are throwing their thoughts to the mailbag having to do with what happened in Connecticut and schools and all that kind of stuff. And ultimately, where should we be when it comes to guns and what kind of weapons should be banned? But you say the word ban and then other people think, and I hate that word, ooh, banned. So here's one from, I'm going to shorten this and call it Diarena, says, most pro-gun, I like this, most pro-gun Republicans have been silent in the first week after the massacre. The NRA went so far as to suspend its Facebook and Twitter accounts for days before it broke silence, which I think is smart. Is it possible this will be the first time in decades that gun control will not be a partisan issue? Wouldn't that be something? The early signs are that prominent southern and rural Democrats now favor an assault weapons ban. But here's the thing, and they make the point, there are already lots of assault weapons out there all over the United States, so if they become illegal, there's definitely a stockpile of them, and if somebody wanted to get one, they certainly could. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, sticky, gooey syrup and photos of your family and friends have one thing in common. I'm going to tell you about that on the flip side.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
To throw in his 2 cents, you can do the same by ringing us up at 855-266-5283. Hey, Bill, what are your thoughts?
Hi, Kate. Well, I keep looking at what we keep hearing over reports through talk radio in terms of the background of these killers over the years, and it appears that every one of them have been treated with some sort of an uptake inhibitor drug. And, of course, the media is not going to talk about that because big media is in bed with big government and is in bed with big pharma. And they're going to steer it away from that, because big pharma is in control of so many things in this country, and it's tragic. You look at the little insert on those drugs that are supposed to be treating the mental patient. That's one of the warnings, is this, a suicidal or violent tendency. Mm-hmm. And there are many better ways to get the mind straightened out than big pharma, such as the 90th century nutrients. And it makes so much difference, but of course you'll never hear that from the media.
I agree with you, Bill. We talk about it all the time. You know, we have different people on who are all about natural and saying that's what we need to look at, because we've had too much of a big pharma. Pharmacist Ben comes on with us, and he says that. He's talked about it, that you think about all of the different drugs there are that people are taking for various forms of mental illness, from Paxil, Paxil and Zoloft to Klonopin in a heavier dosage. And what does that do and what does that mix with? That's the other thing. And when it collides with other drugs, what can happen? And you're right. The side effects can be bursts of anger and suicidal tendencies. And yet you don't hear very much about that. And I think it's time that we stopped over-prescribing kids, too, and getting them on. Who knows what he was on his entire life. And you're right, maybe some of that added to what possibly made him snap.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Over-prescribed, over-medicated, zombie-like kids, I don't get it. The ADD drugs, the Ritalin that's just thrown out like it's Halloween candy. And I know there's people listening. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I know there's people listening saying, oh, but that helps. I don't think so. Sometimes I think that's the automatic thing to do. Hey, just put them on this, then there's no problem. Put them on. And instead of exploring other ways, having conversations, getting to the root of the problem from the very beginning, when that's not happening, then sometimes it's too late. Too late. And that may have been what happened here. Thanks for the call, Bill. And he's not the only one, by the way, to call the show recently and say that. And it's so true. I wish I knew the amounts, but I know the amounts of kids on drugs, especially now that probably in the last decade, that's the automatic thing. Boom, anxiety. And yes, anxiety is a real thing. And, oh, there are terrible, depressive things that people have to deal with or have in their makeup, and it's hard to rewire the brain, the bipolar, all of that kind of stuff. And now more than ever, it's good that there are conversations about that. The conversations need to be bigger. They need to take place earlier on. People need to get treatment, and there needs to be not all this crazy stigmatism attached to various forms of what under a big umbrella is called mental illness, because there's varying degrees of it. And so you see what happens here, and not that the family didn't do anything, because we don't know all of that. She was obviously, his mother was trying to do things, homeschooling him, doing other things to try and help. But, you know, now there's people that are coming out and they're talking about Adam Lanza was his name, that they wished they knew he was a little bit different, and they were friendly to him in high school, and they wished they had kept in touch. Maybe they could have kept up a rapport. Maybe he would have felt like he had other people. You know, who knows? I know this, that the fact that he, I don't care what made him snap, all that kind of stuff, he absolutely silenced and ended the lives of too many innocent people that are now being buried because of it. And while we try to look for positive futuristic things for these folks, can you imagine any of you listening to me who have raised children, can you imagine having to do that? The loss of a child is difficult at any age, but going to school, you know, somebody sent a note talking about that they didn't have to worry about that when they were in school. I wasn't thinking about that when I was in school. Many of you never thought about that in school. And now we're having these conversations. The one that I brought up about, you know, what do you do to keep a school safe? If you were looking for schools and that's how parents operate. They move to certain areas. First thing they ask, how good are the schools? What academically, what do they offer? What about this? I mean, is one of the questions going to be, how safe is the neighborhood around there? How many people come in and out of the school? All those kind of questions. Have they ever had any incident at the school? Any kind of unwanted attention at the school? How sad is that? It's just what we live with now. I said I was going to tell you the common denominator between Instagram and maple syrup. First, let me tell you the stories. Three people were arrested in a warehouse theft of maple syrup. And you say, who cares? You know how much it was? 6 million pounds of the stuff. Unguarded warehouse, southwest of Quebec City. So the people who operated the Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers is a huge reserve. They have a huge reserve. And I guess the theft started about a year earlier, ended in July. So they were starting to investigate this and found out that they recovered about two-thirds of the stolen syrup in parts of Canada and the northeastern United States. They were searching for five other men who are suspected to be part of this whole thing. And you think, so that's they're cutting out the middleman and jumping in for themselves. I can sell this maple syrup. But they didn't know that the eyes were on them. They were being investigated. 6 million pounds. How much do you think that would go for on the open market somewhere? So that's the maple syrup ridiculous story. And then there's this one. Instagram learned nothing from Netflix. When you start to jack with people and they get used to certain programs, and sometimes there's a little bit of a blowback. This is the blowback. Instagram is a photo sharing app that is wildly popular. They had some language on their site that they were proposing about whether your photos could be part of an advertisement. And now they're saying they don't have plans for anything like that because of what we're going to remove, the language, change it, that raised the question. In other words, people panicked thinking their photos were just going to get thrown out as advertising and could appear anywhere, and they didn't want that. An update to Instagram's terms of service, that's the little thing you click on, stated that the information collected through the app can be shared with Facebook. That's not surprising, considering Facebook paid $11 billion for Instagram earlier in the year. But that upset 100 million users that were not concerned about a business or other entity. They were upset about the fact that their images would be used without any compensation, and their images could just be thrown up there. Oh, well, that's why you got to be careful how many social networks that you join, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. Make sure you read the fine print and make sure you understand the fine print. The proposed changes are supposed to go into effect January 16th. And there was even a tweet, this is the world we live in too, there was even a tweet that said they were urging 780,000 followers to dump the app. And they paid $1 billion for it. So I think that the maple syrup bandits and the Instagram idiots need to take a time out. And how can they take a time out? And how can I force them to get to know each other temporarily? Well, we can put them in the dungeon. So, Matt, escort them in if you would.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, there you go. It's about wording things correctly and about being smarter when you're stealing time and time again. I guess they figured no one's going to notice 6 million pounds of maple syrup. Hey, they haven't caught us yet, eh? We can do this. So they're still looking for some other people that were part of that chain, and Instagram is still looking to make sure that they have enough followers. So in a way, they do have some things in common. Oh, it's such a bummer. Instagram is supposed to be something you share with just people you know. And see, that's the thing. It's that lack of privacy. And they keep changing the rules because they're trying to monetize. They're trying to make some money. Same thing with Facebook. So they keep changing the rules in the game, and you just don't know where your picture is going to end up or whatever you write is going to end up. I think there's got to be a rule of thumb here, and it's very easy. If you decide to put something out there, you're putting it out there. And, you know, if they've got a billion users, there is a chance they're going to want to try to do something with that. So just be careful. How about this? Just be careful what you post. I think that's a good rule of thumb. Don't you? Yeah. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After 70 years, that's what it goes in for. It's to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a crackle on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. We're never gonna survive.
That stand by their men when they cheat or are involved in a scandal, and we have a zillion examples of that, whether it's Eliot Spitzer's wife or Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, so many others too as well. Anthony Weiner and his wife, who was pregnant at the time, it seems to be politicians, but there are more than politicians where this has happened. And sometimes the marriages actually bounce back for real, not just for show. But what happens when it's the man who stands by his wife? I'm going to talk about that in just a second. We got to lighten the load a little bit, and I'm going to pick your brains and see what you think about this. We've been talking a lot about Newtown and what happened in Connecticut and how do you keep the schools safe. The NRA is going to have a big press conference or news conference, rather, on Friday. They say they have important piece of information that they're going to release, so it's not going to be a fluffy kind of news conference. Can't wait to see what that's about. It's great that there's a dialogue, and maybe this will be the difference, that you'll see people with hard opinions on all sides of this not digging their heels in and playing the blame game and just shouting over each other, because that gets old. Instead, they're actually going to have a conversation, maybe. Everybody's going to have a conversation in this. Sure, why not? Let's do it. Let's set a new precedent. We're actually going to try to communicate. I love it. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray in Missouri, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Kate. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the call, man. What's on your mind?
I don't know. You've brought up so many subjects in the past 15 minutes, I can't even think.
It's that ADD kicking in. I am pill-free, just so you know.
Me too. Whatever happened to a spanking?
I don't know. I mean, you're right. I was raised with a mother with hard knocks. She didn't raise kids to be soft pillows, I guess. I don't know what the word is for that, but I'm sure I'll get some blowback for it. But no, I'm like you. I got you.
I don't know. Grandma told me to go out there and cut a twig out of the tree, and if I brought one back that was dead, oh God, that was the wrong thing to do.
I like it.
And the politicians with their wieners in the wrong place.
That's yeah.
Great, too. I don't know. What's up with the, now the whole Republican Party's blaming the fiscal cliff and the tragedy, so now we're going to agree to do something to relieve the fiscal cliff because of the American tragedy that just happened?
That's just I think that's just a convenient thing to throw out there. Maybe that's hardcore of me to say that. What's happened is now we're down to, what, 13 days? And with 13 days to go, the maneuvering over what the number, it seems to be what the number is. Who's considered to be rich? Is it somebody who's making $400,000? Is it someone making $1 million? And John Boehner is saying it's plan B to avoid the cliff. But the president is already saying no. So I don't see a fix.
It went from $250,000 to $400,000. Is that what they're...
Right, and now Boehner is saying, you know, that what about the 1 million? Why isn't 1 million the mark? Talking about that's the possibility to broaden it a little bit more. And Boehner is saying, as you said, it's a difficult time for America. It's not a time to put us through more stress. So let's just, you know, why can't we just shore this up?
I heard him say that today. Okay,
yeah.
Do you make half a million?
No.
I don't either. I don't see the difference.
I don't either, and that's exactly... I said this to somebody. I mean, really, folks, everybody listening to Ryami, what is your number? What is a super rich person? How much is somebody making if they're super rich? I said that they'd be worth like $75 million. And so what do you consider to be a rich person? Who is that person? $500,000? Okay.
We're not making that. Bill
no.
Gates, he makes it for a couple minutes, but he's giving it back, I think.
He is. Yeah, the super rich are giving it back. Are you kidding? Because to them, it's a drop in the bucket in a sense, and they have great cash. Here's the thing, Ray. When you're wealthy, you have more money to buy better people who can figure out a way so that you pay less taxes. In other words, where you can spend it, what the loophole is, all that kind of stuff. Or if you pay whatever amount of taxes you pay, that you'll get it back in some other way. But that's the beauty of having a great, high-priced accountant.
How surprised were you on that football game this weekend?
Which, the Denver game? The game of the week, the nail the score game?
Yeah, the Denver and Baltimore.
Yeah, I was surprised because I picked Baltimore. So I was surprised. I thought it would be a lot closer than it was. But it was...
Denver really big over Baltimore. I don't think I got it. But
You didn't get it. Always so close. 47-14 is what you said.
And what was it?
I don't... It was... What was the... I don't remember what the final score was.
It was the 3 the last time I looked at the score, and I was like, I'll never get... Baltimore will never get the 14 that I gave them.
No. It's funny. What's funny is
it's
you always have the...
34-17.
34-17. So you always get so close, but not quite.
I was... Olympics.
I know. You blame it on the Olympics every single time. So close, but yet so far away.
Yeah.
Good try, anyway.
We'll try again.
All right. We'll talk to you again. Nail the score coming up, of course, in our next show. Ray, thanks a lot. Yeah, Big Spread. I'm going to call him Big Spread Ray because every single time he throws out a crazy number and then he gets pretty close with the number. The rest of us, I had the wrong team. I had the Ravens. I had the Ravens. And so did a lot of other people, but plenty picked Denver, but nobody came close. In fact, I shouldn't say nobody came close because Dale in Missouri had 31-13. That's not bad, but, you know, nail the score means you got to nail it exactly. It's not like horseshoes. It's not close. Let's put it that way. All right, quickly, I said, you know, when you're looking at all these guys that have the women that stand beside them, it's very intriguing to me, this Scott Broadwell character who's gets in front of the camera, starts answering questions, seeks them out. And his wife is the one who brought down, in a sense, David Petraeus, because that's that's the woman he was having the affair with when she was writing the book. But he's a guy who is handsome looking, has two sons. He just comes out of the house, answers questions, and has no problem with that, and, you know, stands by his woman. So I guess it just shows that men can do the same thing. They can be there too as well. It's very very surprising, I don't know, in a sense to me, because he just looks like he's not at all bothered by it, that he's drinking champagne and celebrating, you know, her 40th birthday in a romantic getaway while everything's breaking about General Petraeus, and he's not concerned about it. By the way, they will not pursue Paula Broadwell for anything connected to what happened with General Petraeus. In other words, you know, that whole email thing, there were thoughts that maybe there would be something that they could take her down on, but it didn't happen because she was cleared of that. So no way can they look for cracks with the email and decide to pursue that. I guess in a civil court, though, there might be an issue about email and privacy and threats, because maybe she made threats to the socialite in Tampa. My, oh, my, a wicked soap opera.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.